Welcome to the Mummy Fit Time podcast. This episode is proudly brought to you by my 28-day mind and body bootcamp, and the next round of the bootcamp starts on 6th of January 2020. This bootcamp is an online bootcamp, which means you can do this anywhere in the world, and it is packed full of mum-friendly, time-friendly workouts that you can do at home, as well as nutritionist meal plans and ways that you can reduce the impact of stress on your life. So it's a really awesome program full of accountability and personal coaching by me. If you're interested, get in touch. In the meantime, let's sit back and enjoy this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. Hello and welcome to the Mummy Fit Time podcast. It's Nikki here and it's just me chatting with you today on ways that you can exercise when you have small children. Yes, it is actually possible, and that's what I want to share with you today. Now, on the date that I'm recording this, it is actually Christmas Eve. So, Merry Christmas if you are listening to this podcast when it goes to air on the day that I publish it. But if not, Happy New Year if you do catch this one before New Year's Eve, or welcome to the new year if you're catching this podcast in 2020. Okay. So I'm going to start. How on earth do we exercise with small children? Sometimes it seems impossible, doesn't it? As a mom, I don't know about you, but I feel that we juggle a lot of balls. We've got a lot of things happening in the air, and we've also got this pressure on us to maintain and work on our health and fitness. Sometimes it's pressure from others, sometimes it's pressure from ourselves, but we want to be able to maintain our health and fitness. And if you've just had a child, or if the children are early in age, then it might be that you're trying to lose some weight post having your baby, or just trying to become healthier and fitter in general. So I get that it's difficult. I do. This podcast, the idea of this podcast actually came about as a result of me yesterday. I was doing an at-home workout and I'm pretty sure I was trying to do a push-up at the time. And I really wish that I had a video camera at that moment, because here I am trying to do a push-up. I've got one child who is climbing on my back. I've got one child next to me who's also decided he's going to do push-ups. And then I've got two dogs that thought it was playtime and are running in and out of my arms and trying to get my hands to play with them. So that was great. I thought that's fantastic, but that pretty much sums up mum life. So how on earth do we actually do exercise when we've got all this going on? So I've got a couple of points for you today. And the first point is, when you do have young children, it helps to be open to different forms of exercise. So we tend to have this concept in our head that a good exercise session needs to be a 60-minute session in the gym. And that is the ideal workout. Yes and no. It can be the ideal workout, absolutely. And a lot of fitness professionals still use this format. In fact, if you were come to me for a face-to-face personal training session, I would also offer a 60-minute format. And there are many reasons behind doing that, but which I'm not going to get into today. But I also want you to consider other forms of exercise and other formats of exercise that you can do. So if you are going to a gym, you could do a much shorter session, and it can still have the same impact and benefits for your workout goals. And extra beneficial is a gym with a creche. However, there are other different forms of exercise that you can do where you may not necessarily need to be going to a gym with a creche, where you can still work out with your children. So, for example, popping them in the pram and going for a walk, or if you've got a bike trailer, popping them into the bike trailer and going for a ride. These are excellent exercise options. You're getting out into fresh air, you're exercising with your children, and you're getting a decent workout in there as well. You might like to consider home workouts. So some things that I do with my online clients is I do workout videos, so pre-recorded videos where you follow along, or you might have somebody create for you a pre-prepared workout list. So it's basically a list of exercises that you go through. And again, that's something I do for my online personal training clients. And that might be something that you might like to consider as well. Another option that you could consider and that you may not have considered in the past is buddying up with a friend. So for example, if you prefer doing team sports or going rock climbing or just exercising by yourself without your children there, you might organize for a friend to come over once a week to watch your children. And in exchange, you might go watch her children so that she has the same opportunity once a week. So you do a bit of a swapsy system. So that is another option. So it's just about when you've got young children, being open to different forms of exercise that you can do so that you are still getting exercise in your day, but it may not be in the traditional 60-minute gym session sense. So here's my next tip, because those tips are all well and good, but how on earth do you actually fit exercise in? Because your days are probably hectic, just like mine. You're probably, like I said earlier, juggling many balls. We're trying to run a household as well. You might also be working, plus all the extra things that comes with children and the various things that you need to do for them through your day. So how on earth do we find this time, this elusive time for exercising? Well, first of all, it comes down to getting rid of that perception that exercise needs to be that 60-minute session. And you can take on board what I call chunking, or a time slotting, or breaking things down into time slots. So, for example, you might find chunks of time in your day. A chunk of 5 minutes here, a chunk of 5 minutes there. There might be a chunk of 5 minutes after lunch. And you can do some type of exercise within that time chunk there. So this is super beneficial, for example, if you've got a small child that just sleeps in tiny little nap in increments per day, or you might get your child down for a nap and go, right, okay, I know I need to exercise, but I also need to do housework. I also need to prep dinner. So you can break things down into chunks where you go, okay, well, I'll do 5 minutes of exercise, 5 minutes of housework, and then spend the rest of the time doing dinner prep. Chunking is great if your goal is to increase movement in your day and to get more exercise in your day. Because if you do 5 minutes here and then 5 minutes there and then 5 minutes here, that's three times 5 minutes through your day. That's a 15-minute workout or 15 minutes of exercise that you've gotten in your day. Now, ideally, what we want to try to be doing is getting around 30 minutes per day. So one of my clients, she's got a small child, and she just said to me, look, I can't do a 30-minute time slot in my day. So that's cool. I wrote her three 10-minute programs that she could follow through her day at different points in her day, depending on how her day is going, and she was still getting 30 minutes of exercise in her day. So that's one option there if you're really eager to reap the health benefits of what increased movement and exercise brings for you in terms of your health. Another example for finding time available in your day might be by doing intentional incidental exercise. You may not have come across that term before because it's something I've made up, but intentional incidental exercise. Let me just take a step back there, because you may or may not have heard of incidental exercise. So what incidental exercise is taking advantage of moments where you can get a little bit of extra movement in your day. So that could be when you go to the shops and parking your car in the furthest part of the car park, so you've got to do some more walking to actually get to the shopping center. It might be choosing to take the stairs instead of the elevator or the escalator, so that you're getting that little bit of exercise in by walking the stairs as well. So that's incidental exercise. But what I'm talking about here is intentional incidental exercise. Unplanned exercise, but moments in your day where you can intentionally do some exercise. So I'm going to give an example there. What do you do when your children are having a bath at night? Do you sit there and watch them, or do you madly run around doing stuff, or what are you doing during that, say, 5 to 10 minutes that your children are having their bath? For me, that's an excellent intentional incidental exercise opportunity, because normally I'd just be sitting there watching them in the bath. So why not get up and do some squats? I'm still supervising my children. I'm still being a good parent. I'm still interacting in their day, but I'm also getting in some exercise by doing some squats while they're having their bath. Also have a think about what you might do at other moments in your day. So for example, when you are doing waiting for the kettle to boil, for example, can you pop down on the ground and do some push-ups? Maybe if you're not, your kitchen floor's as dirty as mine, that may not be a great idea, but you could do some type of other form of exercise while you wait for your kettle to boil. That's intentional incidental exercise. Finding that little bit of spare time that you, hadn't planned for in your day, and then intentionally doing something with that spare time, which is doing a little bit of exercise. Another example of how you might find time within your day. And the third example of how you might find time available in your day is by being flexible with timing. So for me, my personal journey when it came to trying to get to set exercise sessions with my children would send me into a world of overwhelm, because it can be near impossible to get out that door on time some days. And some days you just want to say, insert swear word there, I'm just not going to bother exercising today. So be flexible with your timing, okay? Allow yourself to move your exercise sessions, or allow yourself to find if the kids are being just crazy that day, allow yourself to go, you know what, it's okay that I don't do a workout at this moment in time. I am going to be flexible and I will try to do some exercise throughout my day later on. Now that sort of goes hand in hand with scheduling, which I'm going to talk about now too. But just to wrap up, so the three examples of ways to get more time in your day in terms of exercise would be chunking, so finding those chunks of time, intentional incidental exercise, and being flexible with your timing. So that's all well and good. Okay, so we know now how to find time in our day. We know now how to be have different forms of exercise that you could do, but how do you actively get it done? Because it's all well and good, isn't it, to just be like, yeah, okay, well, these are the tools that I need to do, but how do I get it done? What do you need to do to get it done? These are three things that I recommend here. The first is get an accountability buddy. So an accountability buddy is somebody that is going to keep you accountable. Someone that is going to follow you up and say, hey, did you get your exercise done? Why not? Someone that you know you need to report to, so that's going to just spur you on a little bit to go, oh, well, I know that this person's going to be checking to see if I've got my exercise done. I don't want to let them down, or I don't want them to have a stern word with me, or whatever it might be. I'm going to make sure I get my exercise in. So your accountability buddy could be your friend. It could be your partner if you're wanting to work with your partner or husband in that way, or you might like to have a personal trainer. So that's something that I do with my clients, both face-to-face and online. In particular online, is that I really work on accountability for them and make sure that they're doing their workouts. So accountability, someone there making sure or helping you and sort of just pushing you along to get your workouts done. Another way to actively get your workouts in is by recording your exercise. So this is like a really common thing that people do, in that they think that they're exercising more than they actually are, or they're exercising less than they actually, or they're exercising more than what they thought they were. I got my thoughts muddled there. So when you record how much exercise you're doing, it's visually there in front of you, and you can then see and go, oh, wow, I thought I was hitting the mark here. I thought I was getting 30 minutes of exercise in per day. I'm lucky if I get 5 minutes in per day. When it's recorded, you can actually see what you're doing. And that will be, sometimes that's enough to help you actively get in more exercise, actively do some more exercise in your day. Or it might be that you're doing too much exercise and you can see there that you need to scale back. And again, you're going to find more time in your day. So that's an option there. My third option of how to actually get exercise done when you've got small children is to schedule it in your diary. Because scheduling it in your diary makes it become a priority. And I know that we have so many priorities within our day. Priority could be making sure that dinner is cooked, making sure that child is fed, making sure your child has a clean nappy. They're all big priorities too. But you need to look at what is your priority. Is your health and fitness a priority in your life right now? And if that answer is yes, my health and fitness is a priority in my life right now, you need to schedule it in your diary so that it is there. So by scheduling it in your diary, you're going to be better off tackling this situation. Scheduled in your diary, 9 a.m., going to do a workout. Friend calls, do you want to go out for coffee? Well, of course you want to go out for coffee with your friend, and if time is allowing, that would be awesome. Oh, 9 o'clock. Okay, so I can catch up for coffee at 9 o'clock. I do have something scheduled in at that time. Can we move coffee to another time later in the day? Or can you reschedule that workout in your day? But make sure you do reschedule. Don't just go, oh, I'll do it later, because later may not come. Okay? It is very easy to wake up in the morning with the best of intentions and then through your day go, oh, I'll do my workout after lunch. And then something happens. I'll do my workout after dinner. After dinner, you can't be bothered. I'll do my workout tomorrow. And you get into this cycle of it happening every single day, and then you just don't get exercise happening. Schedule it in. Now, you might see that that might seem a bit contradictory to my tip before, from when I say be flexible with timing. And yes, it is a little bit contradictory, but it also sort of goes hand in hand, because if it's scheduled in, but you need to be flexible, then allow yourself to be flexible with your workout. Reschedule it through your day if you need to, or reschedule it to another time in the week if that's what you're going to do. But allow yourself to be flexible so you're not getting overwhelmed, because some days with your kids, it's just a nightmare day and, you know, it's just not going to happen that day. Prevent yourself from getting overwhelmed, but use the scheduling as a priority. Use it as a way to prioritize health and fitness in your day. So I'm just going to go back and do a very quick recap for you. Okay, so very quick recap is be open to different forms of exercise. Okay, don't stick to that mindset of a good workout session is 60 minutes in the gym. Be open to the time that is available in your day and take advantage of those opportunities in your day to be getting in more movement and exercise in your day. And then how on earth do you actually get it done? Well, accountability is awesome. Recording your exercise as a visual reminder and scheduling it in your diary so it becomes a priority. I am going to finish it up there, but I just want to let you know, if you are listening to this podcast before the 6th of January 2020, then my 28-day Mind and Body Bootcamp is starting on the 6th of January. And the Mind and Body Bootcamp is packed with exercises that you can do every single day with all of those things that I've just mentioned just there, with the accountability, with the scheduling it in your diary, but the flexibility to move it through your diary. And it's short, impactful exercises that you can break down into chunks if you need be, or they're limited to 20-minute workouts. You also get all of your nutrition done up for you so that you've got this nutrition plan over the 28 days. Plus, we go into mindset and we work on ways of reducing the impact of stress on your body as well. So it's all included there. And the big thing is you get accountability. I only work with a small number of ladies in this 28-day Mind and Body Bootcamp. And the reason I only work with a small number of ladies is because I provide personalized coaching for you through the 28 days. So if you are interested, get in touch with me because I would really love for you to join in with me. But if you are listening to this podcast on Christmas Eve, have a lovely Christmas. And if you are listening to it before New Year's Eve, have a very safe and happy New Year. If you're listening to this one in the new year, well, I hope that you have kicked off New Year's Eve with an absolute bang, and I look forward to chatting with you and sharing more with you about health and fitness through 2020. I'll talk to you later, guys. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. I would absolutely love it if you could help me share this message with more people. And you can do that by clicking a rating on this podcast episode. The more ratings I get, the more I am able to share this message with more people, more mums just like you. If you would like to find out more about Mummy Fit Time, feel free to pop over to my website. It's www.mummyfittime. That's spelt mummefittime.com.au. Catch you next time on the podcast.